Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.10:02 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs fly to a 12-1 victory over the Buffalo Bisons. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. Sam Hines here with you in the studio. And with the victory, the Pigs are now 38-19 on the season. And that was one heck of a game by the Piggies. The offense absolutely came to life after struggling a little bit on the road trip in this past week. Nothing like a little bit of home cooking, especially after a long trip back and a quick turnaround time following travel. The Pigs just instantly found the mojo they were looking for, and none more so than Hector Gomez tonight, who had four hits and was one tremendous defensive play away from getting a cycle out of Coca-Cola Park tonight. Ultimately, I think he'll tell you that he's happy with the team's win and his performance. But you could see after he hit the triple, if you were watching or you were at the game, or after he hit the infield single, that he knew how close he was. But ultimately, the Pigs, 1-8, had a fantastic night. Tonight, only Giandito Trump wasn't part of the fun in terms of getting a hit this evening. But this scorecard reads is something else. I mean, the Pigs in the third inning sent six to the plate. In the sixth inning, they batted around. In the seventh inning, they sent eight to the plate. And in the eighth inning, they sent five. And the Pigs scored 12 runs on 17 hits. It was a complete and total battering of the Buffalo Bisons. And that's a significant thing, considering the Bisons are 31-20. Well, they were 31-23, now 31-24, and they're a good baseball team. Well, the Pigs just looked like they were on a completely different level. This is the happy recap for the Pigs' 39th win of the 2017 season, and it goes like this. Pigs got nothing in the first inning, despite a leadoff double by Cam Perkins. Rhys Hoskins would walk, but Dylan Cousins lined into a double play. Of course, on the mound, Tom Eshelman, the International League player, not pitcher, player of the month, was rolling through the Bisons. He allowed a two-out single to Dwight Smith Jr. in the first, nothing more. Then went 1-2-3 in the top half of the second inning, and that cleared the way for Hector Gomez to begin his hot day with a home run to lead off the bottom of the second inning.
No doubt about this one. There she goes into the bullpen. Hector, a bomb into the pen for the red-hot Hector Gomez and a 1-0 Pigs lead.
Well, don't forget that name. You're going to be hearing a lot more of Hector Gomez coming up. The Pigs got nothing more in that inning. And then in the top of the third inning, Jake Elmore would ground out to Florimon. Despite a Shane Opitz one-out single, Eshelman would induce Roman Fields into a 1-6-3 double play, and that would end the top half of the inning. And the Pigs were right back at it with the bats in the bottom half. It started with a Cam Perkins walk. J.P. Crawford then walked, and despite back-to-back lineouts by Rhys Hoskins and Dylan Cousins, guess who? Hector Gomez came up with another big knock for the Piggies.
And will deal. And the pitch is swung on and lined over first. That is a fair ball inside the chalk heading down the right field line. Perkins is in. Crawford's being waved around. He will score easily. Gomez makes it all the way to third with a triple, and it's 3-0 Pigs.
Hector Gomez, a home run in the second inning and a triple in the third. He had three RBI already for the Iron Pigs, and they left the third inning up 3-0. In the top of the fourth, there was a two-out double for Mike Olman, but Rowdy Tellez flew out, and that ended the top half of the fourth inning as Eshelman continued to pitch very swiftly and very good. Pigs went 1-2-3 in the fourth and in the fifth, as did Buffalo. In the sixth inning, the Bisons would actually get a run against Tom Eshelman. It would be their first and only run of the game. It would start with a Shane Opitz double. There would be a ground out by Roman Fields to move him over to third. And then Jason Lebelobijan, he hit a sac fly to bring him home. And at this point, the score was only 3-1.
swings the 2-1 and loops it into shallow right. Williams coming on. He will make the catch. Let's see if they test his arm. They will. Here comes the throw. It will be late, and Buffalo's on the board on a sack fly from Leblebijian. It's a 3-1 game on his 37th run driven in.
Now, admittedly, as somebody who's seen Tom Eshelman pitch as much as I have, I wasn't all that worried at the time, but 3-1 is still a close game. A bloop and a blast. Eshelman can't go the entire game, although the Pigs have a solid bullpen. You know, anything can happen, and Buffalo is pretty much right back into that game, or so they thought at that point, because it's 3-1 going to the bottom half of the sixth inning. But for the Pigs, they decided that they needed to give Tom Eshelman a little bit of cushion, and by that, I mean put up six runs in the sixth inning. And it began, as it ended, with Dylan Cousins. Cousins grounded out to first base, and he would fly out to end the inning. So he would bookmark the inning, although Cousins would end up coming up with a big hit later on in the game. And he did hit the ball pretty well, but he would bookend this inning. But following Cousins' ground out, Hector Gomez singled, and then Nick Williams would come up with a big RBI triple.
Ken Gomez leads, and Santos deals. And the curveball swung on and lined into left center field. And this is going to get down and go all the way to the wall. Another extra base hit for Nick Williams. Gomez will score easily. Williams is not stopping at second. He will make it to third. It's another Pigs triple, and it's 4-0.
And then immediately after Nick Williams, Pedro Florimon with the big shot, a two-run home run. And that gave the Pigs a five-run lead.
Here's the 2-2. And the pitch swung on and cranked out to left field and deep. We'll see if it stays fair. It is a fair ball to home run. Over the left field wall for Florimon. That got out in a hurry on a line. And it's 6-1 Pigs, his third.
And they weren't done from there either. Logan Moore would get a base hit. Giandito Trump would line out. But with two outs, Cam Perkins would get a base hit. And then J.P. Crawford would come through with an RBI single.
Two balls and two strikes. Dermody sets, kicks, and comes home. The pitch is swung on and lined into center field for a base hit. Moore is going to score. Crawford, a two-out RBI single. Perkins makes his way to third. It is 7-1 Pigs in the sixth.
And following the RBI single for J.P. Crawford, Rhys Hoskins came through with, if it wasn't a finishing blow at this point, it was as good as one. A two-run double made it 9-1 Piggies.
Sixth inning.
As the pitch to Hoskins is swung on, and this is corked to deep center field. Fields racing back. It's over his head. It goes all the way to the wall. Perkins has scored. Crawford will score easily on a two-run, two-out double from Hoskins. 9-1 Pigs here in the sixth.
And in a game like this, when the Pigs pretty much had it wrapped up by the bottom of the sixth inning, we learned a lot about the location of Quebec, and we learned a lot about John Schaefer's bowling habits, and that's usually a good thing that's going to happen in a game like this, because if the Pigs are blowing out an opponent and you stuck around to listen, and you know things are going pretty well when the conversation doesn't even need to be about baseball, because the baseball story is being written itself by the amount of times that the Pigs are driving in runs, and it was hit after hit after hit after hit after hit for the Pigs tonight. And they drove in a ton of runs. That would finish off their sixth inning, because as I said, Dylan Cousins would finish off the inning by flying out. So the Pigs had done some damage in the sixth inning. They led it 9-1. In the top of the seventh inning, Jared Saltalamacchia hit a two-out double, but Ian Parmalee struck out. And then the Pigs went back to work in the bottom of the seventh. Hector Gomez, who was just a double away from the cycle, hit a hot shot out to third base. But unfortunately, Leblebijian, well, unfortunately for Gomez and the Pigs, Leblebijian made a great stab at the ball. He caught it, but he could not throw out Gomez. So Gomez got his fourth hit, but it was not the double he had been hoping for. It was just a single, but he would come around to score. Nick Williams would single, Pedro Florimon would single, and then Logan Moore would hit a sac fly to make it 10-1.
And the 1-2 is swung on. This is looped in the air out to left. Smith Jr. is there. He's going to make the catch. We'll see if they tag or not. They will tag, and Gomez will score well ahead of a throw. And the Pigs have taken a 10-1 lead on the sac fly.
John Dito Trump would strike out. However, Cam Perkins would get into the fun with an RBI single.
The 1-2. This is swung out in line for a base hit into center field. Fields plays it. They're going to wave around Williams. The throw is well offline, and the Pigs have taken an 11-1 lead.
11-1 Pigs in the seventh inning. J.P. Crawford would hit a single, but Rhys Hoskins grounding out back to the pitcher would end the inning. In the top of the eighth inning, the Bisons went 1-2-3, and in the bottom half, the Pigs would tack on again. Dylan Cousins would come through with a hit. It would be a base hit before being pitch ran for by Hobie Milner. He would get moved over by a ground ball by Hector Gomez to first base, the first time he was erased in this game, and then Nick Williams drove him in with an RBI single.
Now the 2-2 swung on, hammer down the right field line. That is a fair ball, and another hit for Williams. Milner will round third and score easily. Williams has had three hits in the last three innings, and the Pigs now lead 12-1.
And that would be the end of the scoring for the Pigs, because Pedro Florimon would strike out and Logan Moore would fly out, and that would mean we would head to the ninth inning, where Jessen Therrien was in for his second inning of work. Eshelman went seven. Therrien finished off the last two. Six up, six down. Struck out Leblebijan. Dwight Smith Jr. grounded out. And then Mike Ullman came to the plate as the final out.
Pigs. Therrien will deal 1-2. Call third strike. He got him looking on a big bender. Ball game over. Le cochon vol. Pigs fly as they win 12-1 in big-time fashion, and they take game one of this three-game series against the Buffalo Bisons.
Le cochon vol. I haven't actually checked out that one, but I'm pretty sure it's pigs fly in French. At least I hope so. But they do it in a fashion that's pretty normal for the Pigs, at least had been through the month of May, battering their opponents, hit after hit, run after run, a constant flood of hits that you just cannot keep up with as an opposition, and a stunning pitching performance by Tom Eshelman, who, there's no slowdown in Tom Eshelman. 4-0 now. He went another 7 today. Just the one earned run, no walks, struck out 6. Eshelman is an incredible joy to watch pitch. The Pigs had 12 runs on 17 hits, no errors. For the Bisons, one run, it came on the sac fly. They had but 5 hits all day long. And the great thing about the majority of Buffalo's hits, in the first inning, their first hit came with 2 outs. In the fourth inning, their third hit came with 2 outs. So they had... In the seventh inning, their fifth hit, their final hit, came with 2 outs. So 3 of the 5 Buffalo hits came with 2 outs. One that didn't came in the second inning, which came with 1 out already. That was Shane Opitz, who would then be retired on the double play. And then to lead off the sixth inning, Shane Opitz would also get a single. So 3 of the 5 Buffalo hits came with 2 outs. 4 of which came with a batter already erased. That's how good and effective Eshelman was tonight. The Bisons never really had a chance. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. The Bisons were 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position, leaving 3 on base. The Pigs were, get this, 8 for 16 with runners in scoring position, leaving 8 on base. Luis Santos gets the loss. He's 2-4. He went 5 and a third. 5 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Matt Dermody, 2/3, 5 hits, 4 earned runs. Will Browning, 1 inning, 5 hits, 2 earned runs and a strikeout. Dominic Leone, 1 inning, 2 hits, an earned run and a strikeout. Eshelman, I gave you his numbers, but let's look at him again. 7 innings, 5 hits, an earned run, 6 strikeouts. Jessen Therrien, 2 innings, clean 2 strikeout performance. Mr. Therrien has a 0.00 ERA for the game. Final time of the game, 2 hours, 50 minutes, in front of 7,713 people, and I believe they said, I don't remember, 60 dogs? 90 dogs? Definitely not 90 dogs. That's a lot of dogs. There was a decent amount of dogs. Out at Coca-Cola Park tonight, where it was 71 degrees. No rain tonight, which is always good. For the Pigs, you hope they don't bring the rain with the amount of times they hit the ball high into the air tonight, but they did a masterful job doing what they do best, and that's hitting well and pitching well and playing some pretty sound defense as well. So the Pigs win it by a final score of 12-1. They are now 38-19.